Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Thousands of nurses have gone on strike as part of their fight for better pay and patient ratios. They've rallied outside Parliament demanding a better offer from the state government. The Australian Nursing Federation's Janet Ray says she received a call from the Health Minister this morning in the hopes of stopping the strike.
She asked me again to call off the strike and declined the invitation to speak to you all today, as she said we were engaging in, quote, illegal industrial action.
While Premier Mark McGowan is continuing to stand firm on the latest offer.
We just want the issue resolved. We want to pay nurses more. They should listen to the independent umpire. We don't control what the IRC does. Engaging in unlawful and criminal activity, which is what the union is doing, is wrong.
Scott Morrison's secret self-appointment to several portfolios has been labelled corrosive to trust in government. The Bell Inquiry has delivered its report recommending laws be changed to stop it from happening in the future. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says his government will adopt all of the recommendations. Mr Morrison has responded saying he welcomes the recommendations while reiterating the decision to take on the extra roles was made in an extremely challenging period where there was a need for considerable urgency. Landmarks across Perth will be bathed in orange light over the next couple of weeks in support of a campaign to end violence against women. 16 Days in WA aims to raise awareness and drive changes in culture, behaviour and attitudes. In sports, starting at the World Cup, where Wales and Iran will be the first teams in action tonight, the Socceroos will line up tomorrow in a must-win clash with Tunisia. And Eagles list manager Rowan O'Brien insists the club is unfazed by the go-home factor heading into Monday night's draft. He says they'll focus on drafting the best talent regardless of whether players are from interstate.
We'll continue to back our club in, and if we think there's a player there that's significantly better, then we'll back ourselves to keep the player.